Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show tonight. I'm Rose, and I'm here with Anna.
Hello.
And we're wishing our best over there to Marianne, who's at work, and Diva, of course, who is doing some stuff with her kids this weekend. So we wish them all the best.
Yep.
And let's see. We want to throw out our shout-outs to our friends Bob and Amy Hapka. You can find them on Twitter at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And then we also have at Lauren Coslow. And,
Just
a shout out. Yeah. And Ian Buchanan at Kilt Trip USA. And there's a whole bunch of them. At Tail Pinglis.
And at Rosa the Briar.
Yeah, I'm at Rosa the Briar. This is at Cosby Hoosh.
At Cosby Hoosh.
And you can listen to the Diva shows on iTunes, I believe, as well as at blogtalkradio.com. Diva Abdul, D-O-O-L. And her Twitter is also at Diva Abdul. And she has a Facebook page and a blog. And this last week we had two interviews, actually. Diva interviewed Guy Wilson. That was an awesome interview. He sounds so nice. And there was some interesting stuff in there. So I encourage you to go listen to that. And then Anna and Carrie and Marianne did an interview with Jade Harlow, right?
Yes,
that was
such a delight. Yes, she was awesome. She plays Cheryl on Days, and, you know, the whole Cheryl and Lucas thing that's blossoming now. So we talked about that. She's also on The Bay playing Leanna. So we talked about The Bay as well because they're shooting right now, starting to shoot for the new season. So she was really a lot of fun. She's a neat girl. Really enjoyed
her. Yeah. And for weeks we've been talking about how much we love Lush. So
Yes.
So that was really neat to have her on. So we encourage you to go listen to that one as well. Plus, you know, all of the Blog Talk Radio shows that all of us have done are all archived, so you can listen to them all later through iTunes and also on the blogtalkradio.com. So let's see. I know I'm missing a whole bunch of people, but... let's start with Lucas and Cheryl, I guess. Anyway, Lucas had some scenes with Kate this week, and he actually had what I consider the best lines of the week. So,
oh, yeah.
I guess we can start with him. Kate was grumbling, I guess, not arguing, but grumbling about how she had to promise the investigator her firstborn. And Lucas mumbled under his breath, "Glad that's not me."
Yeah, that was great.
So that was a great line, and then of course he also made mention of her blue streak in one of his lines, saying that when Sammy found out that she had rehired Nick, that he bets that Sammy will pull her by her blue streak and yank her to the floor. Yeah.
That was great.
So Lucas had what I consider the best lines of the week. So
yes.
Really, I think that was the most
entertaining
part of the week.
He had some nice lines too. He had some nice lines too with when he and Sammy went over and the The boys announced that they were married.
Yes. The announcement was made. Will and Sonny decided not to wait for Adrian and Justin to come home, but to go ahead and let Sammy and Lucas know that they had gotten married, or that they were going to get married. And Lucas had some great lines there, too. Sammy was kind of shocked and are you both crazy? But Lucas was all, you know, my sons, you know, and welcoming him into the family, you know. So that was, I think Lucas and them had the best, I think Lucas really had the best show this week.
I agree.
I love Lucas. I mean, you know, I love Brian's pathologist brings so much to the character, always has. And he does so well with Cheryl. I don't remember seeing Cheryl this week, though. But
yeah, I don't think she was on. I'm trying to think.
I don't think she was on this week. I don't think Cheryl was on this week. But he just brings so much to the character, and it was fun being, you know, you know, I was angry. I had so many mixed emotions over this week's show because, I mean, I was angry, and it just didn't.
You were what? Angry?
I was angry. Yeah. They had Nicole shredding the evidence.
I missed that part. I figured she was upset. So she actually shredded it? I thought she was just going to keep hiding.
She was shredding it in the shredder she shredded it in the shredder. I don't know if she got through
that
the whole stack or not, but she definitely shredded at least three pieces before Brady interrupted her. I personally called this the week of Uggs. Okay, because it was just like you sat here going, ugh, really?
Uh-huh.
You know, really? you know, I know I was really excited because of the EGME scene coming up, but even that was kind of a really scene. So I really was not thrilled with this last week. Just wasn't. Nicole shredded the evidence. Brady interrupted her. And she made some kind of an excuse to Brady about how she didn't actually find anything on Chyka.
I thought she had really progressed, and they just did a real bad thing to her character.
Exactly. They spent all of last year progressing Nicole greatly. I mean, she's already hated by everybody in Salem. Why do you have to take her to this level? It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
We all know this is Nicole. You know, Nicole would hide things all the time, but to actually repress her back to shredding the only, literally shred of evidence there was for Eric was totally depressing. Not to mention the fact that it also made all of Marlena's instincts against Nicole being, ironically, the only one to have been with Chyka. It made Marlena right. Her instincts were right about Nicole, and I just didn't like that. Nicole had she progressed so far, so I was really upset about that. Although I have to admit that Nicole's hairstyle was awesome, and I really liked the green long sleeved short dress, and loved it with the boots. Oh my gosh, those boots looked so nice. I liked her fashion the best this week, Nicole, but I didn't like her shredding the evidence at all. I didn't like that at all. And then, of course, you've got Eric and Brady fighting again about Nicole, you know, week of Uggs.
Exactly. That was exactly right. You were called it. You just called it, yeah.
Eric and Brady fighting in the square over Nicole, and Brady literally compared Nicole to Kristen.
I'm just going to say Ugg. You can go ahead and say that, but I'm just going to say Ugg.
So you have that. Marlena was right. Abby's lost her mind, okay? Abby's lost her mind. Oh, my gosh. And Jennifer. Jennifer, The last scene of the show was Jennifer showing up at Daniel's house because JJ finally admitted the truth. Sort of. Not the whole truth, but some of it. And explained that Daniel did still love her, and he only did this because he wanted to make sure that JJ didn't go back to jail and hurt her even further. So
Double up.
Yeah. So now you've got Jennifer running back to Daniel because she was wrong. Of course, JJ didn't let her in on the part that he had trapped Teresa, you know, and how he had busted Teresa. Didn't let her in on all the didn't let Jennifer in on everything, but told her enough to make her go running back to Daniel's house. We had that one.
Yeah.
Hope. I really want to know if she's still married to Bo, because I know that they weren't, and then they were going to get remarried after their divorce was final, but, I mean, should she really be running around with guys?
Well, remember, they got married again, remember? She had that backless dress that...
I don't remember the
remember, they had another. They had another Bo and Hope wedding after all that, so they were married again.
I didn't remember them actually getting married, in which case, that means that she's having an affair if she ends up with this
exactly
new guy, which is totally out of Hope's. It just didn't flow for me because it's totally out of Hope's.
Well, but Bo's been kind of the way they're writing it. They should have just either killed him off or given them some sort of finite thing, you know. So that, but instead.
Yeah.
They're
now she's just sitting
dragging out, making him.
Home.
They're just doing character assassination on Bo by making him seem like a total jerk, and that annoys me. But I'm actually interested in seeing the Aiden.
I like the Aiden thing. I just don't like the Bo. I don't like how that whole Bo story ended, and how you're not hearing about Bo anymore. Now we're on to Aiden and moving on. But
yeah.
You know, what can I say? Teresa, that was an ugh moment, all that stuff with Teresa. I'm trying to think. It really was an ugh week. It really was. There wasn't really a lot of exciting stuff in there.
I like the way that Daniel and JJ basically trapped Teresa. That was cool because Teresa, my gosh, she went after Daniel and was like, she wanted to sleep with her and all this, and then she just wanted him to pay her. He's like, so we're going straight from skip the sex and just go straight for the money then, you know.
Yeah.
So, but JJ was on to her.
I was thinking that was
the
last
up.
Week, but it wasn't.
And then he shows up and they basically bust her, and then she was going to go to the judge. I don't know what made her chicken out. She had the evidence she was going to go to the judge and make him...
She was going to go to the judge, but she decided not to for some reason. As far as Teresa goes, I just can't wait for Eve Donovan to get there. She should be... She should be there in, what, a week or two?
No, because she just started filming February 3rd, so she's got four months
to
go.
No, I thought Eve Donovan gets there in March.
Well, her first day of filming was February 3rd. So, if you do the math, it's probably going to be
she's
July.
Okay, in March. So,
well, I'm just saying. I mean, unless they hyper fast forward her scenes, because they're like 4 or 5 months ahead. So, I have a feeling she'll probably show up for July sweeps. Is what I'm thinking. February, March, April, May, June. Yeah. So, probably June, end of June, 1st of July is what I'm thinking.
Well, I can't wait for her to get there.
So you had a lot of Daniel, a lot of Teresa, let's see. It's pretty bad when JJ seems like the reasonable one in the room. And then, you know, Abigail's going off the deep end again, which actually
Abby's
think would be cool.
Abby's taking advice from Nick, though.
Yeah, well,
she's taking love.
It's obvious the Horton gene pool has a chip missing somehow, I think, because, you know, it's like, there's some serious problems there in that family. Nick is, boy, he's still making the rounds with everybody.
He's making the rounds.
You talked to EJ.
Well, this week or last week, you talked to EJ, but yeah, he did talk to EJ. He didn't let anything slip yet about what he may or may not know about Abby.
Mm-hmm. He's playing those cards real close. He did kind of do some double innuendo with Abigail. I picked up on something.
Yeah, he did.
He said something.
When he was giving
the
love advice to Abby, it seemed like he knew everything, but he wasn't letting Abby know that he knew.
Oh, yeah.
And then Gabby.
I'm guessing.
Totally
what you want to make it? Let's see. Should we place bets on when that video is going to show up of Abby, Abigail, and EJ? You think Sammy and EJ's wedding, maybe? Or
Sammy and EJ, yeah, wedding. Yeah, another video wedding.
Yeah.
Video wedding, maybe.
Let's see. Oh yeah, Gabby. Oh yeah, Gabby's totally getting. He's playing her so bad. He's playing her like a fiddle. He's got Nick's got her wrapped around his little finger. He's playing divide
she
and conquer.
She went off on saying that Nick thinks I'm innocent.
So, yeah, he knows with her, all he has to say is she's beautiful and she's so insecure and so damaged that actually works with her. And so he knows. He purposely throws that line out. I mean, she is a pretty girl, but, I mean, he purposely does that and sucks up to Ari. You know, he's doing that on purpose to suck her back in. And he totally did the divide and conquer thing with Gabby, pulling her out. You know, he always says Kate and Sammy are the ones that tried to kill him, not her or anything, even though she's the one that hit him over the head with a rock and everything. So it's like one of those things where, you know, I love the way they're, I mean, I hate him, but I love him. You know, I love to hate him. The way Nick's playing this, the way they're writing Nick and the way Blake is playing it is just, I mean, the dude needs an Emmy. I mean, he's great. He's really good.
Awesome,
the way they've done it is that he's trying to go after, you know, pick her off, get her back on his side. And then he's got leverage with the other two and everything. So he's playing his cards right, but I don't know how it's going
to
all end up. But
Gabby's
falling for it. I love the fight that Sonny and Gabby had. He's like, "Are you serious? Oh my god!" You know, they had a really good fight.
Yeah,
because he was
then Gabby just calls out of the blue to apologize to him when he's talking to Sammy and you know. You think that how long is it going to take before Sonny realizes that Nick put Gabby up to that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can't possibly take too long. I mean, Sonny's not he wasn't born yesterday, and he tends to pick up on this stuff. Will and Sonny, Will gave Sonny that engagement ring, and that was all. I love the whole engagement thing with Sonny and Will. They're doing an awesome.
It was sweet.
Freddie Smith and Guy Wilson are doing an awesome job with those two. So that's been fun.
Let's see what else. Of course, we don't have to talk about it, but Jordan and Rafe had sex. And probably the most boring
you really
sex
have to bring
ever.
That up?
I know. I really
don't
want to, but, you know, I think the consensus is pretty much what we thought that it was going to be. I don't think there were any surprises.
I thought that was last week
here.
With the whole porn music and everything.
Well, but this week they were in bed together and they went out to dinner and all that, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
ran into
Kate.
She finally got him
we're gonna
to take her out
Grady
to a real date.
A beer and a burger.
Yeah, like she finally got him to spring for a meal instead of just a beer or something.
That was a weird conversation, too, because he wanted to order pizza.
So then
like,
they run
really?
Into Kate, and for a few minutes he was talking to Kate, and he's like, "Well, thank you for everything you've done for me, da-da-da." And it's like, oh, a sweet Rafe moment, a sweet Rafe and Kate moment, until Jordan came along. I'm like, whatever. So, yeah, she can't. Those two can't break up soon enough for me.
I still want to know what is in her background that Kate can't find.
Well, and it makes me wonder, too, that she may have hit the nail on the head in that it may have been the case where she's planning on going, or she's got her escape route if something happens. It could be that she hasn't used those identities yet. It's possible. I mean, that's what Kate was thinking. Well, like maybe Lucas or somebody said, well, maybe there's no evidence of it because she hasn't used those yet. Maybe she's got those as backup if she has to move somewhere else. Okay.
Yeah,
Lucas brought
that up. She might need it for future reference, and I don't remember who mentioned it. I think it might have been you, but maybe she's in witness protection or something.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know about that.
Since nobody can pick up anything on her background, maybe she doesn't have a background right now, and these are for future
mm-hmm.
use. You know, like Lucas did point that out. She's probably got those for future use. And I thought that was also another cute line from Lucas saying, well, you know, I've never had to deal with this, but I was married to Sammy, so.
That's true. That was funny.
So
yeah.
I do know how to think like that.
I'm glad they're letting Lucas be funny, you know, because Brian's naturally funny.
Yeah. I've loved the Lucas scenes this week. I really did. let's see.
Okay.
Well, we had the Marlena and Roman scene with they ran into Brady at the pub, and they had been called there. They had been texted there to come there from Eric because Eric was going to go ahead and let them know what was happening. And they ran into Brady and thought that Brady was there, too, because for the same reason. And they didn't know what was up with Eric. So they were quite surprised when Brady said he didn't care about Eric and that he wasn't there because of Eric. But it was nice to see Roman there. And then, of course, you had Nicole and Daniel. It was, you know... I really do like Daniel with Nicole. I really
mm-hmm.
do. And all of this mess of what's going on with Nicole and Eric and stuff, Marlena was sitting there basically ready to bash Nicole. Well, she was basically bashing Nicole, doing the sure type, you know, movements with how... Nicole was the only one left with Chyka. And, you know, everything had rested on Nicole. And so it was like to set up for Marlena to believe. And this is before she even knew from Eric that he had decided to leave the priesthood. And Daniel actually came to Nicole's rescue. And I really like that because Daniel is always there to protect and tell people off when they try to go after Nicole. So
mm-hmm.
that was again yet another scene where it showed that the only person in Salem who's ever going to stick up for Nicole is going to be Daniel. So, you know, you had Eric and Brady bashing her in the square, and you had Marlena bashing her in the pub, and there's Daniel right there ready to protect her. So I thought that was,
mm-hmm.
you know, another... That was a cute moment with Daniel, but. And I don't like the fact that Jennifer's suddenly going to race over to Daniel's house. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but she raced over to Daniel's house after she found out the truth. It's like, really? You've gone months letting your assumptions get the best of you and believe that he had sex with Teresa. You didn't let him tell you. He never did tell you he did.
Mm-hmm.
You assumed. Basically, you made your bed, now lie in it, you know?
mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of the show, I think. There wasn't enough Kate, not even nearly enough Kate.
No, not at all. Trying to think. Yeah, there wasn't much Kate. Jamie had sex. There were some scenes where Abigail was talking to EJ. You want to talk about that?
Abby she lied her way into EJ's quote-unquote meeting. She knew that EJ was going to have this meeting, so now she's becoming stalkerish. She knew that EJ was going to have this meeting. She overheard who it was going to be with, so she dropped that client's name at the secretary's desk, and the secretary let her in. So when EJ went to work, she found out, or he found out that Abigail was actually the one inside there waiting for him. And Abby went off on him, and he kept telling her again, you know, Abby did point out that he's always using the word mistake. But at the same time, it really kind of was a mistake. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on right now. It's more like an Abby is being stalker than anything else at this point.
Yeah, it's almost a fatal attraction situation.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Fatal attraction.
Rabbit
replay
should be
of
worried
often
right now.
Yeah. Rabbit should be worried. So, but Abby did find out that EJ and Sammy are sleeping together again. So she looked kind of shocked and hurt over that.
Yeah, like she realized that she was filler in between, it hit her that he was, you know, potentially using her while Sammy wasn't letting her in him in her bed. And now that,
And I can kind of see two sides to Abby. I mean, I can see she's young, she's inexperienced, and she really doesn't understand why EJ had sex with her. Because she's really being a lot like her mom and her dad and investigating it and trying to find out what is going on.
Right.
And
that's
with all the lies coming at her from different directions, she doesn't know what to believe. I mean, originally had it right with something was happening with Nick. And she originally had it right. But then Nick shows up out of nowhere, you know, so her idea of what happened went down the drain. And so now she's confused. You know, so I can definitely see how she'd be confused and how she'd be inexperienced and she doesn't really know what's going on. But at the same time, she just seems, like Jennifer in the chat room says, she's a loon. She's not using her brain anymore. So,
yeah,
I'm just not,
Well, definitely. And what, didn't she have a scene early in the week where she was sitting there thinking back on everything and she got up and she's like basically she's not going to be dismissed. Like, you're not.
Yeah, she decided she wasn't going to be dismissed. That's why she went to EJ's office. She decided she wasn't just going to be thrown out like yesterday's garbage. And she decided this because of Nick. Nick gave her the inspiration to go after the one she loves.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just let him throw you aside. So Nick convinced her not to let him throw her aside, and of course, without knowing who he is, he did ask, you know, do you want to tell me who it is? And she said no. So, but Nick convinced her to go after him.
And of course, keep in mind the fact that Nick knows who it is because Nick's playing her because she's the one that takes the video. We think that he's the one taking that video. So, therefore, of course, is encouraging her to go for who she loves or go after it, knowing full well that ultimately could destroy Sammy. So he's a little, I'm telling you, they're writing him really well. I mean, he's got a lot going on that little brain of his.
Yeah, and Blake is playing Nick very well. I
love
watching.
Oh, my gosh, seriously, he needs an Emmy. He's doing a great job. I'm so glad he came back to the show because even though I hate Nick on the one hand,
he's hate him though.
Yes. And it's interesting because if you think about it, with Dave, we've always the kind of villains that we've had in the past usually are the bigger, the larger than life, the Stefano, the EJ who's gray, the Victor Kiriakis back in the day. Those kinds of, you know, larger-than-life type villains with lots of money and lots of power, and they could always, you know, you could just assume that, oh, yeah, Stefano knows everything that's going on kind of thing. Well, they're really, this is really ingenious because they've created this monster out of Nick, where you never quite know, and the character, the other characters never quite know what's going on inside of his head, but a lot's going on there, and he's basically mm-hmm. become the main villain of the show. When you think
the main
about
villain
it,
of the
you
show,
know?
And yeah, and, you know, Abby's psycho, Nick is going nuts, and
he's kind of using
Nick's
it's almost
doing
like
it very
Survivor,
well.
Like he's almost like it's almost like Survivor. He's playing, well, maybe the anti-social game. I don't know. I mean, he's not playing the social game from the standpoint of Mr. Popularity, but he's using everybody's weaknesses to his advantage, and he knows how each of them ticks, and he can figure out what he can do to get under each person's skin. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he's, in a way, he doesn't have the power and money that a Stefano or a Victor has, but he's effectively become the official, you know, shitster of the town. You know? So it's pretty interesting the way they've done that. I've got to give the writers credit too. They've done a great job with it.
Yeah, and you know, that's something I should mention was, you know, speaking of villains, you know, we do have two main villains there. We have we have Stefano, and of course, back in the good days, Victor was also a villain.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was mentioned or not last week, but John Aniston has decided to retire, according to the
right.
news reports.
Yeah.
So, you know, and bless him, he's due for it. You know, him and
yeah.
him and Joe are both, they're both mm-hmm. well past due for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, everybody's still trying to talk him into staying, you know, but he wants to retire, I guess, according to the news article, he wanted to retire to Greece with his wife.
Aww.
So I think it's sweet and everything. You know, I will really miss him on the show, but... you know, if that's
yeah.
the way it plays out and he does retire,
yeah.
I totally understand. So,
mm-hmm.
so
Victor's
you know.
Wit, his wit is going to be huge. I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder how they're going to write him off.
I don't
gonna
know.
It's going to be really sad. I don't even want to think
I don't
about
know.
It because I love him.
I don't even want to think about it either. I don't want to think about it, but I did want to make mention of it because, you know,
yeah.
it was announced this week. And then there's also a new added cast member coming in. Is it O'Connor? Paige O'Connor? Or True? True is her first name. True O'Connor? Something like that? Playing the role of
Jordan.
Paige. I don't know who that is.
Playing who?
Playing role of Paige.
Huh.
It's a new character I've never heard of, so.
Oh, I don't know.
Not sure where
I know
that's
that
going.
I know Jordan's brother is supposed to be making an appearance, because, I mean, Lord knows,
mm-hmm,
you know, she's not boring enough.
Well. Huh? Yeah. Well, when we brought on Rafe, what do we have to do? We had to bring in two sisters and then a brother too. So.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, I don't want to think about how Victor's going to be leaving the show. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to think
yeah.
about how Sandy's leaving either. So.
I know. I don't want to think about that either.
Abby went nuts and. Friday's show, though, if you had watched,
yeah.
everybody had their hair up in buns. And Nicole and Abby and everybody, they had their hair up in buns, and each bun was completely unique and different than the other one. So, and they were all really nicely done, and I was thinking, you know, if I could just halfway put my hair up looking like that one day, it would, you know,
yeah.
I'd be so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all their hairstyles were really neat, and the makeup, of course, is great, and like I said, I loved Nicole's green dress, and the boots were awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Richard Bloor's done a great job coming when he came back to the show. He's done, I mean, the wardrobe overall has been much better lately.
It's increased so much. And of course,
yeah.
Abby's dressed to the hilt right now. I don't know if that's because she's in a storyline with with EJ or not, but... It always
yeah.
seems to be that way.
And she's working
the,
now at the hospital full time, so she's got
yeah.
that going.
So her wardrobe got an upgrade there.
Yeah.
She's not having to borrow mom's dresses anymore. Those were pretty bad.
And then Jennifer, Jennifer shows up, so JJ spills stuff to...
Yeah, JJ told Jennifer, he told Jennifer that Daniel did all this because he loves her and that he still loves her and that Daniel never slept with Teresa and that it was JJ. JJ said it was me who was there with Teresa. I brought her drugs and I did this and I did that. And when everything went south, I called Daniel for help and he protected me, you know, because he didn't want me to go to jail and he didn't want you to get hurt. That he actually loves Jennifer. So, of course, it didn't. I don't think it took 30 seconds from that scene to the next scene where she's showing up at Daniel's door.
Of course.
It's like, really? Don't do this. Please don't do this.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm almost welcoming
Teresa
back on the scene.
I know.
I'm almost welcoming her back just to keep Daniel and Jennifer apart.
Oh, I know, exactly.
So,
yeah, she's readable from that standpoint.
Yeah,
because I mean, who wants a Dana for a reunion? Raise of hands? Oh, no one? Okay.
It's just like
there you
the
go.
Whole
There's
Nicole
another
thing,
Ugg.
Though. There's another Ugg, see? But it's just like the whole Nicole thing, because, you know, really.
So infuriating.
Everybody.
So she gets all that evidence, and then she destroys it. That I'm furious. I just can't even...
Yeah, that was really bad. But.
Nicole's been so awesome this last year and so wonderful,
mm-hmm.
and it's like they have to go and do this whole 180. Oh,
yeah. I mean, it wasn't enough drama and soapiness to have her in love with a priest who's leaving the priesthood for her in the first place.
I know. I mean, it would have been perfect for her to share that information for him to choose her anyway. She's that darn insecure that she can't take that chance when he had already decided to leave the priesthood?
Yeah.
It just makes no sense. It just ticks me
off. Yeah,
on.
You would have thought that she'd go, well, you actually have a choice. Here's the reason why. After all the progress Nicole made this last year, you would think that she would have offered that choice to Eric.
Right. Uh-huh.
And,
pathetic.
No, it was horrible. I told you last week I wasn't going to like it if they didn't have her turn over that evidence right
mm-hmm.
away. She didn't. She started shredding it. So,
yeah.
I'm hoping that something got saved in the shredder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So yeah. It was a week of odds.
Yeah, you're right. You absolutely and not the kind of not the boot kind of Uggs, but the other kind.
Yeah. Not the good Uggs either.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
really
agree.
Week week.
And there's
really
just four
week
episodes
week.
This week because the Olympics. So just
yeah.
four episode week.
Thursday was a preempted for the Olympics. So
yeah.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything else in there that we didn't mention. I know that Will and Sunny have gotten so cute together. Well, they're always so
mm-hmm.
cute together, but
yeah. I really like Guy yeah. Wilson. I like him. I didn't think anybody was going to be able to come
in. Yeah, I know people keep saying, well, I liked the first Will so much better, but do they realize that this is the, like, sixth or seventh
Six
Will in the last three or four
yeah.
years? Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I commend him for coming into such a huge storyline, you know, in the mm-hmm. middle of it.
Oh, I mean, the first day he's on the set, he's in bed with Sunny. I mean, that's huge. You know, I mean,
yeah.
like, you know, that's a lot. And that's hard for an audience to, I mean, it'd be hard for the actors to create chemistry right away with that. But it's also hard for the audience, understandably, because they've watched another man in that role for all
mm-hmm.
this time in
yeah,
that relationship.
Yeah, and if you missed one day or you weren't, I know that in the old days when we didn't have the internet to tell us that so-and-so was taking over the role of Will, they used to actually put it on the TV
yeah.
screen and say, so-and-so
right.
will
would
now
flash, is... now playing, you know, now playing,
yeah.
blah, 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 yeah.
But there are still people out there that don't sit there and follow
right.
blog talk radio
oh,
shows.
Yeah.
I have friends that don't have the internet.
Oh, yeah.
That I talk to you about the show. And they don't have any idea. And suddenly they turn on the TV and I know that my friend missed one show. And then all of a sudden she comes back and Guy's in the role of Will. And
yeah.
she calls me up and she's like, what happened?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Different.
I have that
you know?
Too. I have that too. Yeah.
So, you know, what can you do, though? But,
yeah, but I mean, I think he's done a good job in a difficult situation, you know, and I know he's gotten a lot of flack, you know, but that would be a hard thing to do, to come in and right in the middle of a pivotal aspect of the character's
relationship.
You know, that's a huge, I mean, it's not just an average story going on right now. I mean, he's in the middle of this huge love story.
It was like day two of him being on a screen that he proposed to him, so.
Yeah, it was huge.
And then you've got the huge storyline with Gabby and Sandy and Kate going, and Nick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Which Will and Sunny know about. So you've got this huge thing going, and so, yeah, he came into it in the middle of all this, and he's done an awesome job with it, you know.
Yeah, he has.
As like everybody, I had a hard time, you know, I had a hard time accepting it because it's a totally different actor, but he's definitely grown on me, and he's definitely done an awesome job doing it. So.
Yeah, he has. I agree.
He's definitely made the role much more mature and given some maturity to Will that he didn't have before.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So, and with everything Will's been through, I can totally understand how.
Like Sammy said, you've always been the adult in the family.
Yeah, you've always been the adult in the family. So. And then because Will got married to Sunny. Oh, that was a cute line, actually, from Sunny. I bragged about all of Lucas's cool lines, but Sunny actually had a good one this week. And that was when Sammy was talking about, you know, about how she needed to go home and make arrangements for her wedding, you know, that Sunny and Will had inspired her to, you know, seize the moment, grab what she loves, which is EJ, and stop wasting all this precious time, you know. And so Sunny told her, he said, well, you just let us know when the wedding is so that we can have it the day before, because we don't want no double wedding.
Yeah, that was
Did you hear me? They want to have it. Yeah. Sunny was making fun of her, saying that if she tells them when the wedding is, because they don't want a double wedding, they'll make sure to have their wedding the day before Sammy does. He's all, you got engaged first, so it's only fair for you to be able to announce your wedding day. Then we can have our wedding day the day before. So that was a cute scene.
Yeah.
It was a cute scene. And then, I did also notice that the twins who play Sydney have been replaced and aged.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Huh, the twins who play Sydney have been aged. They're going to be portrayed by 5-year-olds. I don't have their names handy off the top of my head.
Have they appeared already?
Mm-mm, no. It was shown on Facebook, the pictures of the girls, though.
Oh.
And
on the Dave's Facebook?
No. It's all over Facebook, though.
Okay.
Forget what their names were. I've got it right here. It's also on the blog. Diva has it posted on the blog, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
So you can find it there. But they've been recast, so that's they're cute little girls too. But I think the picture's old because they don't look like they're 5. But it said that they were 5 years old. So here I've got it right here. It's Berlin and Brooklyn are the ones that are going to be replacing her. So they're going to be playing the role of Sydney DeMira on Days of Our Lives. So cute little girls, though. That'll be a new way in Salem. They'll be cute. But that means that they're aging them, aging Sydney anyway. I don't think it's been 5 years since Sydney was born. So I'm trying to think of what else happened this week. It was a shorter week, so I mean, it really wasn't.
Yeah.
There wasn't too much. Besides the week of us, there wasn't too much going on. So.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that was good. I like that the week of us. That was perfect. That was absolutely perfect for what. But yeah, I like Ari Zucker's new hairstyle. I really like that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And then, yeah, they put Nicole's hair up this week, so it looked really cute. You know, they've had it so short. I don't know if that was for the because of the flashback scenes with her and Eric from when they were younger. But they put her hair up this week. Huh?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's probably why.
Yeah, they had flashback scenes with Eric, whereas wasn't Eric played by Brandon Beamer before?
No, that was Sean Douglas.
Yeah, he was played by...
Nicole's
husband, or
Lori's
husband.
Wilder. Yeah,
Wilder. So, obviously, the Eric isn't the same Eric, but in the flashback scenes, Nicole had really short hair back then.
Oh, that's right.
So I don't know if her hair was short to make those flashback scenes seem more like they were from back then. But anyway, they put her hair up this week and it looks cute. So I don't know how they get that the short hair up into a bun like that, but it was really cute. So.
Yeah. I think. Let's see. I can't think of anything else. Jennifer in the chat room. Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
At one point, and then, but didn't Kyle?
Kyle Lauder played him too. That's actually Ari's husband, isn't it? Ari's husband.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Or was he playing something else? I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Kyla? No,
yeah, Jason Eccles. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. Yeah.
Brady.
Yeah, Jennifer's asking Brady. In the chat room if Sammy are the kids going with her? I doubt it. I don't know. I wonder what they're going to do to write her out. Oh,
I don't know.
Kyle played Brady,
yeah.
Okay. I was thinking I had that wrong somehow. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I did too, so.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
Yeah. We can always count on our chat room for our good history
backup.
There.
It's our backup. But yeah, if I'm really interested to see how they're going to write Sammy out. You know, are the kids going with her? I can't understand how the kids would be going with her if they're aging Sydney. I mean, they just brought in a new set of twins to play Sydney. So,
yeah.
You know. I can't understand why they would suddenly be aging Sydney and then having Sammy take the kids with her. So I don't know what's going to happen. I know that when Allison Sweeney made the announcement on Ellen, he did mention that it would be really nice, you know, with Sammy's history to have a Breaking Bad type ending. But, you know, she's not the writer, and so we don't know. The writers,
yeah.
The writers will have to figure it out, not us. You know, I certainly don't want to, it's confusing. I'd really like to have the EJME happy ending, but at the same time, I don't want to see EJ leave Salem, and I don't want to see the kids leave Salem. So, I guess Sammy's got to go. I don't know how to say it. I don't know. We're already looking at a Fatal Attraction with Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Sammy should run.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think we covered the bases. I don't think there it was a short week, and. But thanks, Jennifer, in the chat room, because you always have good ideas in there and keep our story straight, right? Keep us honest, or try to anyway.
We do have a caller listening. I was going to bring them on the air, but I need them to press 1 if they want to come on the air because I couldn't get an answer from them. So
if they'll
just press 1, if they'll press the 1 button so I know they want to come on the air, I can bring them on at any time. But if they don't want to talk, then just don't press anything. So, yeah, Abby's going crazy, and I don't know. Week of Uggs, people. Let's hope it gets better next week. I haven't looked at spoilers, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I haven't looked ahead either. And this was February Sweeps month, wasn't it?
Is it just me,
or does it seem like the month before sweeps is always better than the actual month of sweeps? I don't know.
Yeah,
I always
feel
like the month before.
The beginning of February sweeps was pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
When we started with the whole Abby thing, I mean, that really was,
yeah.
You know, it was.
No, that's true.
They were some hot scenes, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and Nick had just come back, so the beginning of February sweeps was pretty good. But we're almost at the tail end of sweeps. You'd think they'd be getting better, and I don't know. You're also in the middle of the Olympics, so I have to give them credit for that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they are trying to work around the Olympics here, so. So, you know.
Did we talk about...
I caught up with General Hospital, though.
Did we talk about Aiden and Hope?
Aiden and Hope, just briefly. They had that run-in. They had the run-in at the...
Aiden ended up being an attorney.
Yeah, he ended up being JJ's attorney. Because Justin's out of town. And then Jennifer had the party for JJ on Monday. She had the party for JJ after court. I mean, doesn't everybody have a party when your son gets a year of probation?
You always want to make sure everybody
jail
knows.
Time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So,
right, take your kids out for ice cream after they've performed at a band concert, and when they get released from custody, you know, or they get community service,
you get a party.
Yeah.
So, you get a party. So, complete with angel food cake.
Exactly.
Addie made JJ's favorite angel food cake. Anyway, Jennifer was insisting that Aiden come to the party, and Hope was sitting there with a no. So he made the excuse of his son had a soccer practice. And, you know, being Jennifer, then just drop your kid off at soccer practice and come on over and party with us, you know? So, yeah, I guess you just drop the kids off at practice and you don't sit there and wait for them or anything like that. And I don't know how long practices are usually supposed to last these days. I know when my kids did baseball and soccer and stuff, it was, you know, an hour or so of practice. So you stayed there with your kids and encouraged them and cheered them on. And then I would have thought that was a perfectly logical excuse for why I couldn't make it to JJ's party. But... I guess not. So, so Aiden did go to the party, and I don't know. Sierra picked up on some. Sierra's been hanging out with the big kids, so she picked up on some stuff between Aiden and Hope, and insisted that we don't go anywhere with this whole relationship between Hope and Aiden, and Hope promised her no sleepovers or something. So
nice.
No play dates. That was it. No play dates.
Yeah, play dates.
No play dates. No play dates. So anyway, let me go ahead and bring this one caller on. Hold on a second here. I believe this is Angela. Angela, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Rose. How are you doing?
Angela.
Hey, Anna.
Hello.
Y'all have good weeks?
Oh, it was pretty good.
Besides the Uggs?
It was pretty good.
Besides the Uggs of the week?
Yeah, besides the Uggs, yeah.
I think I was thinking about this week. Obviously, there's a lot that could be discussed in terms of the EJ story. But I was just thinking that on a different note first, and I thought they did a really kind of a good job. I don't know. It was almost a relief. To me, not that I was really disenchanted with Casey Moss, because I really, really like him, and he plays JJ. But I felt like, you know, I was kind of relieved at the end, towards the end of the week, when he came up, when he did go ahead and tell Jennifer the truth about Teresa.
I was happy that JJ told Jennifer part of the truth, but he didn't go into the full detail of how they busted Teresa and how his two friends that Jennifer's always downing on helped him.
Well, I don't
you know,
think
they're good friends of his.
Yeah, well, I think I thought that was kind of smart on his part, the way they wrote that, because she really doesn't need to know that detail, I don't think. I mean, I think she understands, she knows the most important part now, because, the less people, and I think, I don't know if this is what, it seems like there was a conversation between JJ and between Daniel at some point, and of course Daniel didn't want him to tell Jennifer, so I'm sure he's going to be thrilled when, Jennifer's already made a beeline to his apartment, and they're definitely going to talk about it. But the less that she knows about some of that stuff, probably the better. I think, and I'm kind of hoping that they're just going to kind of leave it that way, because I think that also helps. And I don't know if it was necessarily a mature thing that JJ did, but I mean, I think he has grown. I think, in terms of just being able to discern.
He's almost matured more than Jennifer.
Well, I think I was thinking to myself when it was going on, I'm thinking he's more mature now than his sister.
I said, you're in trouble when JJ's the voice of reason in the room.
I know. Exactly, and I thought he was, I have read a few spoilers, and I won't say anything, but I do know that they have hired a new girl to be either Rory's sister or Bev's sister. I can't remember.
Okay. True O'Brien that you were talking about.
True O'Brien. Yeah, I think so. That's right. And I think she's coming soon. And so that should be interesting, too. It'll be kind of a younger love, not him involved in some type of sex scandal with Teresa, which I think is probably good, especially at his age. So anyway, I think that was good. And I think that they kind of made the transition, too, with Teresa and Brady. And I've had a lot of mixed feelings about them. I've really loved Jen Lilly, and I feel like she's been a little bit bogged down in kind of a one-dimensional, role. It's just like, how could you do anything but hate Teresa?
Right.
So I feel like it's going to be kind of interesting to see what they do with she and Brady. But I thought that the scene at the club was really very good, and I just liked the interaction between the two of them. And I'm just thinking, well, maybe this will be an opportunity. I think they've done a great job in terms of showing maybe families that, and I think y'all talked about this on other nights, so I won't go into a lot of it, but I think they have done a good job in terms of really showing families what it's like to have someone who's addicted in your family.
Right.
That they are lying at times, and quite convincingly, and I'm not going to listen to you.
And it affects a lot of other people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting. I still have kind of a vibe. I don't know. Hopefully it's not going to happen, because I love Eric Martsoff and because I really like Jen Lilly. So I'm looking forward to the story, but I'm thinking to myself as we go down the road, what would really turn Teresa around is if somehow there was some type of accidental death and Brady didn't get over his, drug addiction, and an accident happened. So I hope that doesn't happen, because again, I love Eric Martsoff and want him to be on there. But I do think that would be an interesting story, and I think that's probably the only thing that would really turn Teresa around is if, she was she was the one that was really not necessarily responsible, but a party too, something like that. So that I'm anxious to see what they do, because again, they're not going to be able to just glorify sex, drugs, and rock and roll for Teresa and Brady for a long time. But I am excited that they I felt like they kind of she's it looked like to me like that was kind of a turning point. She's finally left the whole obsession with Daniel behind. It seems like there were some themes too this week, I think it was this week where Daniel was saying, well, you're really when she was trying to blackmail Daniel and get money from him or something else, he said, he comes up with this whole thing, oh, well, this is really about Jennifer and not about me. You're really wanting to hurt Jennifer. And then the same kind of thing was going on with EJ and what's her name? Okay, I think Kate Mansfield's role. Abigail. I'm not going to think of it. But there were some comments both times, you know, where it's, you know, is it really me or is it this other person? You know, is it the that you're trying to get back at or, you know, you're really thinking, you know, not thinking clearly about? So, anyway, I don't know. I thought that was interesting because and clearly they've had both with Daniel and Teresa and with EJ and Abigail to a certain level, you know, instead of blackmailing people for money, they seem to be blackmailing these men for other favors, which is kind of an unusual twist, I think, too, on the show. So, I kind of saw some parallels with that. So I don't know. Like I said, we'll have to see what happens next.
I thought Daniel's line about, oh, so we're skipping the sex and going straight to the money then. That was a pretty funny line.
I think he should have bluffed her and just said, well, okay, let's go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
that was good.
But anyway, I thought, like I said, but I felt like the show, you know, was pretty good this week. Of course, I loved the scenes with EJ and Sammy. I know, Rose, you didn't think they were electrifying. I really thought they were. I actually got tears in my eyes.
Pretty good. Yeah. I thought they were pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I just didn't think they were electrifying. I mean, Sammy and EJ have had some really awesome bedroom scenes. I just don't think they were one of those top times.
Well, I guess it was the way
Sammy came about it. You know, she comes home from finding out her son's going to get married, and it's almost like a Sammy jealousy thing. She walks in there, and she just kind of strolls around the room, and she has a frown on her face, like she's upset. I mean, she looks mad. EJ looks mad, and all she does is she pours a drink for EJ. She hands him the drink. He never drinks it. She goes behind him. She puts her hands on his shoulders. Then she comes around in front of him, grabs him by the hand, and just kind of strolls out of the room with him. It just didn't.
I just saw it completely differently, I guess. I just, you know, and I think that they obviously probably wanted it that way because, again, it was like the grief encounter a long time ago where there was no talking, and it was strictly, it was strictly their eye contact and their emotions. But, you know, I felt like, you know, the scene played very similarly without words. Sometime earlier in this tale, you know, Gabby had said something about, you know, how wonderful EJ was and so forth and how he had handled Abigail. You know, obviously there's a lot of double entendre with
a lot of
that.
Handling
but
that.
Anyway, Sammy had come back to the house and had, you know, and then she and EJ were really trying to, you know, come to some conclusion of, you know, can we set a date for the wedding? Can we do? And there was a whole dialogue. And I felt like if they had come back in and done that again in a similar, because that's what the conversation would have been, you know, had they really talked, that, you know, it would have been kind of a repeat of what we saw maybe six weeks ago or however long it was. So I guess I felt like
It would have flowed better for me if he had picked her up and she was laughing and giggling up the stairs and happy. There just didn't seem to be much happiness there
guilty. I mean, he feels very guilty, and I think, you know, she's still conflicted too, and I think, you know, this has been so difficult.
She almost like took him to her bed because she didn't want Will to get married first.
No, I didn't see it I thought it was quite beautiful. Like I said, I actually got very teary myself. I thought it was.
Cool.
I thought they did a very good job, and and I think it contrasted very well too with the relationship with Abigail. You know, there's such a conflict in what the conversations are with EJ and Abigail. And, you know, we had the cliffhanger Friday, and then if you saw the preview for Monday or sometime next week, you know, obviously things kind of flip again. So I feel like, you know, it showed that the Abigail thing is a physical thing. It's not a emotional thing. And the emotional ties between EJ and Sammy are so strong. Now, is there a good explanation for all the foolishness that's gone on with EJ and Abigail? I don't think so. And, you know, it's really hurt. It's got a lot of fans.
Yeah. When you put it that way, yeah. It makes sense. It just didn't seem like electrifying to me, that's all.
Well, Ella, and, you know, they had beautiful music with EJ and Sammy. You know, they have all that.
Yeah, they did. They did have a nice music, but not the porn music that we listened to when Rafe and Jordan.
Yeah, it was a guitar. It was just, I really did get kind of misty about it. And then, of course, then you have the foolishness of the next day where, I guess, somebody I think in the chat room was talking about kind of the crazy Abigail, you know, who's kind of maybe coming out, and that's kind of what I guess we're trying to figure out is, you know, I agree with what you're saying. She's just so naive. But also for her to go to the extreme of going to the office to find out his schedule, lie to his assistant about, you know, who she was, and to snoop around to find out what Sammy's schedule was, you know, that's kind of stalkerish.
She also knew where Sammy was going to be and when, how long she was going to be.
That's kind of scary. And so, it will be good. I was very discouraged on Friday, and I could tell, you know, there's an awful lot of fans that are very unhappy, obviously, on Twitter. And it was just really discouraging, and some of it just gets downright nasty. And so I was really just discouraged from the whole thing. But then, you know, the preview came out, you know, early in the evening on Friday. And, you know, that shows where EJ is saying, you know, that he, you know, he really is committed to Samantha. So,
I did see the weekly preview, and he mm-hmm. he tells Abby, the pictures are him. The caption over the picture is EJ tells Abby it's over, but EJ's standing there at least half naked. I don't know when Abby corners him this time, but he's standing there without a shirt on in the picture, so.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw that on one of the sites. I thought that was a picture from a couple of weeks ago, because the preview part, when he talks to her about how much he loves Samantha, they're both fully dressed, and they're still in that office. So, who knows? Like I said, you know, how things will pan out next week. But, I'll think the best until I see the worst. But like I said, I hope that it's as it appears, is that, you know, he gets a hold of himself and tells her, you know, and find out before anything else goes on. Because again, I just don't, you know, that part continuing doesn't make logical sense. If he's committed to Samantha and he's back with her and he wants to protect that relationship, then it should not be that hard. There's no reason, you know, other than the, and of course, when they showed the pictures, so obviously someone is going to be blackmailing, you know, them or him or whatever.
And I guess somebody's really, really been spying on everybody, because, I mean, somebody is also spying on Jordan and Rafe.
That was
When Kate leaves the pub, somebody's staring in the window at Jordan and Rafe continuing their dinner. So someone's stalking
Jordan's
Salem
brother
to begin with.
Who's Jordan's brother going to hook up with? Because, I mean, he's a cute younger kid, but I'm trying to figure out who would even be...
I don't know. I mean, she's going to be afraid of him. She's going to be afraid of her brother. Is this Ben, the new character Ben?
But I thought she had emailed somebody at one point saying she thought she might make Salem her home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everyone that she's been talking to and emailing or whatever she's been doing has all been that it will be with her brother. But you know, to me that, you know, it kind of changes the whole story that they built at the beginning for her. Or at least it's got me completely confused as to what her story really is. Because I felt like, you know, when Kate walked out of that that scene at this pub, and, you know, and she was on the phone with whoever her private detective is, or this Ortiz person, you know, she said she had a totally different approach in mind now. And so, you know, because now, for whatever reason, she's not getting anything out of Cheryl. Well, I thought that the whole thing, and again, I may have not, you know, it's been a while now, but I was thinking that when this whole thing started and Kate started to investigate Jordan, I guess mm-hmm. over the second time, because she's the one that dug her up to begin with.
Yeah,
then,
that confuses me still. Maybe I missed something there, but Kate dug Jordan up and found her to be the best therapist mm-hmm. ever. And didn't she do her homework when she was bringing this therapist in to help Ray? Didn't she do
yeah.
her homework
uh-huh.
back then?
Yeah, it just seems like maybe they're changing the story. They've kept it a secret.
I think they're doing some rewrites,
yeah. Yeah, I think there's some rewrites. Because it doesn't make sense to me that, you know, because they also kept emphasizing the fact that I thought they were emphasizing the fact that she really had no history before she was in Birmingham. So
yeah,
she had no history before she was in Birmingham, and Cheryl was the only person that they could come up with at all that had a contact with her. And now here, you know, I'm reading into what Kate was saying is that they have found Ben, the brother. Maybe that'll be a surprise to Kate. That I'm guessing it won't be a surprise to Kate. And I think it lends itself to think that maybe they've changed the story, because again, it's just dragged on for so long. Mm-hmm. But and just like you said, it's just not that interesting.
Those quote unquote love scenes were awful.
Well, it really is a shame, because Chrishell Strauss was excellent when I ever saw her on All My Children, and she worked with Jacob Young, and they, you know, it was nothing like the situation with Galen or with Rafe on the show. So I just don't know quite what the difference really is, and
she's a beautiful girl in promo pics and stuff. She's beautiful. It's just, I don't know. I just
we don't think it's the actor's fault.
No.
I mean, we're not blaming the actor.
No.
It's just a matter of
the
it just doesn't fault.
Yeah, and like the, but, you know, the writers are great, and I don't know if Lorraine was
the writers are great too.
When she was, you know, writing Amanda, which was the character that Chrishell played on All My Children, but I guess there's just something missing there, and I'm not quite sure what it is.
See what her history is, the something missing will show up, because right now she's supposed to be kind of an illusion, you know, kind of.
Well,
and
I don't think they have, and these two don't have chemistry either, and that's something you can't always create. It just happens.
You can't create that.
So, Rafe and Kate immediately, I mean, everybody was shocked.
They made a splash right away.
And, caught everybody by surprise. It was like, bam, it was there. They didn't have to try hard. It was there, you know.
Yeah.
And
with
these
awesome
two, it's so bland. And I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. It's just sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping that if they are kind of rewriting, that they change some sort of direction. Because I can't even really stand to watch it. You know that part.
Well, we're going
to
rewrite. We need more Lucas. We need more Kate and Ray.
Yes.
We need more EJ and Sammy. We need more. Nicole being good instead of shredding evidence. Let's see. I can give you a list.
I agree with you about your point with Nicole. I was really disappointed, but I'm hopeful that she didn't shred everything, and that she'll have second thoughts.
I don't know what she finished shredding before she went after Brady left. I don't know if she finished shredding everything or not, because that the next scene with Nicole was at the pub. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I thought it was good too that they had Brady and Eric scenes after that, and you know, Brady was kind of warning Eric, you know, about you know the other side of Nicole.
Yeah, but all of a sudden
really
everybody's
remember.
Right. Everybody's right mm-hmm. now. All of a sudden, Marlena's right. Brady's right. Everybody's right. And Nicole is this horrible person. And isn't a horrible person. We spent a year trying to, make her better.
Well, and you know, that's always the rub with her, is because if she's not you know, if she's not doing something just blatantly evil, then she is misunderstood. And I think that this is what's going to happen. But I still am excited for the story. I've waited years, yeah. years and years uh-huh. for this story. So I'm happy uh-huh. that it's finally coming to fruition. But I think it's just, yeah, it was sad too, because in that some of those scenes, Eric was talking about Father Matt.
Father Matt died. So yeah,
Ralph Waite. Okay. Yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, I mentioned last week. I'm not sure we've seen the last scenes with him yet because he is still a major part of the storyline.
Yeah,
and they
sure.
are 4 months ahead
they
in filming.
I read that
they are 4 months
last
ahead
scene.
In filming. So
You read what?
I had read, again, obviously I have no way to know what they take, but I think what I had read is that really the last scenes were the christening and his conversation with Eric afterwards.
I know where that was because
he had been ill. It said that in the obituary, one of the articles that I had read had said that, you know, he had been in the hospital on and off from the fall on. It sounded like they said that his last episode had aired. But, again, I don't know that for, you know, gospel. It could very well be that
one thing when you think about it, I mean, how special is it, how cool is it, though, that this man had an amazing career with the Waltons and he did other things
mm-hmm.
after that. But that in the last hours of his life, he was on 3 different TV shows. And
mm-hmm. yeah.
still a working actor, still functioning, working, doing his craft, doing what he loved. And so that's got to be pretty cool for his family, you know, to
yeah.
feel like, you know,
mm-hmm.
dad, granddad, whoever he had in his life, you know, that wow, you know, he worked up until the end and he was still viable and still, out there doing what he loved, you know, so that's pretty
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a fascinating man. I hope that, you know, that maybe someone will write a biography or something, because, you know, he at one point, long before the Waltons, early in his life, he had gone, I think, to Yale Theology School and was going to be then a Presbyterian minister, and then really somehow kind of lost his faith along the way and decided to become an actor and had kind of a tough time, especially like when he first joined the Waltons. You know, he and Michael Learned both have been pretty vocal that they had both of them had alcohol problems when they first started the Waltons.
Oh.
And but they both, you know, were able to kind of get past that. And then in the last couple of years, you know, not only like he's worked very, like you said, very steadily throughout his career, and but he also went back to being at least a lay priest or a lay minister in the Presbyterian church near his home. And there's a really good YouTube picture, not picture, but video, very sadly at someone's funeral or wake from that area. But he spoke so sweetly about, you know, what was truly important about family and, you know, and that's really kind of what he reflected. And I think he was able to really choose the roles that he wanted to take. He didn't have to be working.
Well, that's
and
cool
so
that he is playing Father Matt. That's really cool.
And he played, you know, very, you know, the father on NCIS and the grandfather on Bones or whatever the roles were. I've seen him on Bones. I don't watch NCIS.
Yeah,
I had
never seen
him
on NCIS. It was Gibbs' father on NCIS.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just thought it was a touching story, and I was thinking that would be a fabulous biography for somebody to write, because I think there's a lot that people could learn from his life and just how committed, you know, he was to acting and to the things that he eventually said that, you know, really he felt like that God had called him to do and to be. And I thought it was really very inspirational. I miss him, and I'm glad that there's been, you know, a lot of people that have spoken. I hope Days will have something on the screen that will at least say, acknowledge, you know, in memory of him at some
point.
Yeah,
that would
be
nice.
So
that
we'll
would
just
be nice
to
just say something.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead. That we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, but since it was an UGG week, let's end it on an UGG moment. Angela,
mm-hmm.
the news has come out that Kristen will be returning to Salem. How do you feel about that?
I think she added a lot, you know. Obviously it depends on what the story is going to be. You know, I think it plays into kind of however they're going to resolve the EJ and Sammy thing. So, obviously, but I think she's, you know, I think it'll be good for the show. I'm anxious to see, I don't want anybody coming back with babies. I am so babied out. I've said this before, probably 12 or 14 months ago. There's probably a show out there on Blog Talk where
Eric's baby. You had to mention that.
It would have
been long enough for her to have
look, on daytime, you know, I felt like Gabby was pregnant for a lifetime. I think that was one of the longest pregnancies I've ever seen when she finally had that baby a year ago. So I don't, you just never can really tell. I have no idea. But I really don't, I don't want any baby stories, which is obviously stuff that people, that's floating out there. But I think she'll be good. I think she's a superb actress. I think she's coming back for another arc and then a break, so kind of like how Stefano's come and gone. I think that'll be interesting. And I'm hoping that kind of also opens up a little bit more of what's going on with Stefano, because I think Stefano just sitting there quietly, dedicating a wing to Lexi at the hospital, I just keep thinking he's really up to something, and maybe he's been involved in some of this hijinks with Percy and Nick and so forth. I'm kind of hoping that that's the case in some way. So
taking EJ down, but I guess that wouldn't be far fetched because EJ and him have had some mixed relations and a lot.
I know. And remember what Stefano did when he made EJ kiss his ring. Anyway, you just never know, but that'll be interesting. And I was watching, I don't know, we caught you off the mic just really quick, but maybe something for folks to take a look at next week. But, I was looking at that rap video that Jen Lilly and Scott Milbauer, is that her name? Yeah, I think so. Meredith Scott Lynn, the video rap that they did at the end of the year. One of the things, they kept saying that there was some sizzle, or maybe, a little bit of hints of something in there. And I couldn't figure out if it was just the way that they were trying to make the rap rhyme or if there was really a hint in there, because they started talking about, and Stefano kept wives in the basement. And I kept thinking, Stefano's kept a lot of people in the basement, but I don't think he's ever kept his wives in the basement.
That'd be kind of cool if Faye Walker. I've always wished that Faye Walker.
Yeah, we keep wishing that Faye Walker is down there in that basement.
So I thought that was interesting, and of course, they also said Lucas was a part of Hearth and Home, and he's not really there. There is no Hearth and Home now, is there? There's just the mad world.
No, Kate lost it all to Stefano.
So it may have just been a way for them to get the rap to rhyme, but I thought that was interesting because I kept thinking to myself, had any of Stefano's wives been kept down in the basement? And I'm thinking, no.
Marlena was down there for a while. No, he was the lady of the night or queen of the night.
Yeah, queen of the night. So anyway, we'll see. Like I said, overall, I felt like the week was pretty good. I'm not shining over the EJ and Abby story, but like I said, I think the writers are doing a good job. It's a balanced, much more balanced show than it's ever been. So
I agree.
Real positive. So I think it'll be good for Kristen. I think it also shows too. If you see the number of new cast members, either that have already started or are coming.
Yeah.
Soon, I think that indicates that they're shuffling some money around.
I worry because they're losing some major actors at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're losing Sammy. You're losing Victor. You're losing some major pivotal characters in there, and all of a sudden they can bring in a bunch of new characters. And I don't know. I'm a little worried.
Yeah, well, the people they're bringing in obviously are going to be paid less, but still, there is such a volume of them when you really start to list out how many people are coming or have already started. It's pretty significant. So we've got changes to come, I'm afraid. But anyway, I've enjoyed talking with you guys. I hope you'll have a great weekend.
It's been great, Angela. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, sweetie. You take care.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks
for calling.
And thanks. It's been a great night. Thank you. I had a lot of fun. I hope you did.
Yeah, this has been fun. Thanks for hosting, Ruth.
I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks to Jennifer in the chat, and shout out to Jan.
Jennifer in the chat. She tried to get into Blog Talk but couldn't. And then we did have another caller on hold, but I never found out who that was. Okay.
All right.
Have fun.
Take care.
Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.